ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
You know what? If you're all set and ready, so am I.
The Mighty Challenge.
Yes, 25 questions, 5 categories. Our categories tonight are Category 1, also a national capital. Also a national capital. Category number 2, who you gonna call? Ghostbusters. Category number 3, animals. Category number 4, weapons. And category number 5, what's my age again? Also a national capital, who you gonna call? Ghostbusters, animals, weapons, what's my age again? Mabel from Picton, you are first up tonight. Good evening and welcome to Nightlife and the Mighty Challenge.
Good evening. Hello.
Hello to you. What are you like here? Also a national capital. Who are you going to call? Animals? What's my age again? Or weapons?
Oh, well, let's go. What's my age again?
What's my age again? Question number 1. Which 14-letter word describes someone in their 70s?
14-letter word in their 70s. Oh, goodness me. Oh. Do you know what? I am so sorry. I'm going to have to pass.
No worries, Mabel. Thank you anyway. Please have the call. Mary from Artarmon. Hello, Mary.
Septuagenarian.
Which 14-letter word describes someone in their 70s?
Oh, sorry. Septuagenarian.
A septuagenarian, correct. Yes, a septuagenarian. Question number 2. Remember, Mary, you have to answer on your own here, okay?
Okay.
Question number 2. What do you want to do? Stay with what's my age again or weapons or also a national capital or who are you going to call, Ghostbusters or animals?
Can I go for animals?
Animals it is. All right, question number 2. Przewalski's is considered to be the only truly wild species of which animal?
Ferrets?
No, sorry. 1-300-800-222. Stewie from Victor Harbour. Hello, Stuart.
Okay, Phil. What a question.
Yeah. We're in a category called animals.
Yeah, I know. What was it called again, Phil? What's the...
Przewalski's are considered to be the only truly wild species of which animal?
Crikey. No. I'm going to go a pig.
No. You've got the right idea, but no, it's not a pig.
It's an animal, though. Okay. See you, mate.
Bye-bye. Yes. I'll say no more. Justin from Frankston in Victoria. Hi, Justin.
G'day, Phil. How are you, mate?
Pretty good. Przewalski's are considered to be the only truly wild species of which animal?
I'm going to say a hog.
Not a hog. No, right. Sorry, Justin. No, not a hog. Okay. What about Mick from Bamboka? Hi, Mick.
Hi, Phil. It's Bamboka.
Yeah.
I think it's a horse.
Przewalski's are considered to be the only truly wild species of which animal?
A horse.
Or horse. Yes, they're horse. They are. The horse is widely considered to be a domesticated animal, which it is, of course. But there is a variety of the horse called the Przewalski, which... lives on the steppes of Asia, and it's not, it has never been domesticated, and is by all accounts pretty feral because it's a wild animal. Mick, question number 3, we're in animals, but you can move, up to you.
I'll stay with animals, thanks.
Staying with animals? Mohair is a fabric made from the hair of which animal?
Alpaca?
Not an alpaca. No. Sorry. No. 1-300-800-222. Anne-Marie from North Ringwood. Hello, Anne-Marie.
Hello, Phil. I'm so glad I didn't get that. What was it, Przewalski?
The Przewalski is considered to be the only truly wild species of which animal? The answer is a horse, yeah.
Yeah, I've never heard of it. Yeah.
Horses are widely thought to be domesticated, which they are, but not these ones.
Yeah. That really threw me. I won't forget that.
Animals. Mohair is a fabric made from the hair of which animal?
A goat.
A goat, yes. Mohair is made from a goat, not from an alpaca. Question number four. Annette from Perth had a goat. Susan from Hobart had a goat. Yes, sorry.
Can I change categories, please?
Yes, where do you want to go? Weapons, what's my age again? Who are you going to call Ghostbusters? Or also a national capital?
What's my age again?
What's my age again? Question number four. A vicenarian is someone in which decade of their life?
Ooh, haven't heard of this one. A vicenarian. Vice. Vicenarian. 20s.
Correct, yes. It's someone in their 20s. A vicenarian is someone in their 20s or their third decade. Question number five. What's my age again, if that's what you want to do?
To go.
If someone has just become a nonagenarian, how old would they be?
Ooh, a nonagenarian. How old would they be? Could you repeat it, please?
No, you heard me, Anne-Marie.
No, nonagenarian. I'm thinking just starting school, so I'm thinking five.
No, that's not what we're after, Anne-Marie, but thank you anyway. Nick from Caulfield. Hello, Nick.
Hello.
G'day. Question number five. If someone has just become a nonagenarian, how old would they be?
I'll take a punt and say 90.
Correct. Yes, if you've just become a nonagenarian, you've just turned 90. Very good. All right, question number six. We're in What's My Age Again, but you can move anywhere else you like.
Can I try the capital cities category?
Yeah, you can. Also a national capital is the category. Also a national capital. Which band performed the Academy Award-winning song Take My Breath Away on the Top Gun soundtrack?
I can sing the song, but I can't think of the band. and they're a national capital.
Well, the category is also a national capital.
Also a national capital. I'll just guess Canberra.
Not Canberra. No. Thanks, Nick. See ya. No, not Canberra. Okay. Michael from Brisbane. G'day, Michael.
Hello, Phil. How are you?
Good, yeah.
Good, mate. I've met a Przewalski horse.
Have you met a Przewalski horse? Yeah.
I have, yes.
Whereabouts?
In Mongolia.
Yeah.
Many years ago.
They're apparently not rideable.
No, I believe you're right. Yeah, yeah. No, they weren't very tame. I saw it like 500 meters away or so.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Yes, I don't know why. I don't know why they haven't been domesticated, but they have not been. They are still considered to be a wild animal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They live there amongst the Mongols. There's not many of them. Yeah. I think they're elsewhere in the steppes there as well.
There you go. All right. The Mongols, as you know, were pretty handy at horse riding.
Of course, yes.
Which is why they became so feared and conquered half of the Middle East. Here's an interesting fun fact, Michael, which I only found out the other day, which I didn't realise, that the Mongols occupied and ruled Russia for something like 300 years.
I knew they were in Russia, but 300 years.
Yeah, no, it was a long time. A long time, yeah.
It'd be one of those hordes, I suppose, that
one of the hordes ruled
over them for a while.
Yes, exactly. In fact, I think there was it's lovely we call them hordes, isn't it? But I think there actually was a special group called the Golden Horde, I think, which of Mongols, which did rule over them.
I remember the Golden Horde, but I thought there was a few other coloured hordes as well. But
there probably were. You're scratching the limit of my knowledge on this one. But
yeah, I'm going into areas I'm not sure of as well, Matt.
But so, the Mongols were apparently devastating because they rode horses and were very accurate with their arrow fire, and they were, you know, pretty much unstoppable.
And very mobile as well. Very organised.
All right, question number six we're up to. We're in also a national capital. Which band performed the Academy Award-winning song Take My Breath Away on the Top Gun soundtrack?
Well, it was good having a chat, mate, but I think I'll bow out with a guess of Paris.
No, there's no band called Paris. Well, there might be, but it's not it. Thanks, Michael. See ya.
Cheers, mate.
Bye. Thank you anyway. 1-300-800-222. My texter says there is a herd of that wild horse, the Prowalski's horse, at the Werribee Open Range Zoo in Victoria. Really? Okay. Wayne says apparently the last of the Mongolian horses are in the Snowy Mountains. Adrian from Bella Vista says, do they do throat singing? That's very funny, Adrian. No. I do not know whether the Przewalski horses are throat singers or not. Would we know the difference, I suppose? Question number six. Who's up here? Jim from Banksia Park in South Australia. G'day, Jim.
Hi, Phil. How are you?
Pretty good. Question six. We're in also a national capital. Which band performed the Academy Award-winning song Take My Breath Away on the Top Gun soundtrack?
Oh, I love musicals. you've got me. I've got a pass.
No good? Sorry. All righty. Thank you, mate. Bye. See you later. Karen, I'll come to you shortly. Tony in the Derwent Valley in Tassie. G'day, Tony.
Good morning.
Morning.
I was listening to your issue about the antihistamines being recommended all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And it struck me as coincidental. It was just this morning that I was reading a report just recently published in a major American medical journal,
mm-hmm.
that prolonged use of antihistamines led to a 54% increase in dementia.
Really?
Like likelihood of dementia, yeah. Mm. And
I hadn't read that.
And I thought, well, that's really something to be avoided, I think.
By definition, I think, Tony, that's right. Yeah, look, I hadn't heard that, but thank you for reporting it.
Just read it this morning. Yesterday morning now. But so it seems coincidental to hear all that a little earlier in the evening.
On Przewalski horses, Tony.
Yes.
And whether they're throat singers. Mm-hmm. Bobsled offers this. He says, no, they don't do throat singing at the moment because they're a little horse.
A little horse, and speaking of little horses,
that's very good, Bob said. Yes, yeah.
It is. I'm actually guarding my little horse at the moment, a little 48-year-old Shetland mare that is half blind, and she gets her food taken away by possums, and I've got to guard her when I feed her.
She's 48 years old?
Yes, it's extremely.
Do the Shetlands live that long? Do they?
Apparently this one has.
Wow. Because I thought horses, I don't know, I don't know that I knew how long.
Thoroughbreds and things, they're lucky to get much past 25, although I had one that lived till 32 recently, before she went. But Shetlands apparently, I think the oldest recorded Shetland was something like 60 or 58.
Is that right? Like that. Really?
Mm.
Maybe they're just because they're little and they don't use up so much. I don't know.
I don't know. She's a lovely old deer, though.
Oh, what's the name of the horse, Tony?
She's Ebony.
Ebony. Yeah. Give her my regards.
Well, she can probably hear you because I'm standing about 4 metres away and I'm on speaker, so there you go.
Is it your only Shetland or you got more?
No, I've got 25 horses all up.
Oh, really? Okay.
Got a little bit carried away with it.
Yeah, you have. What do you do with them? Do you ride them?
No, I've only been on a horse's back twice in my life, I think.
Okay.
I I'm a Sagittarian, you know.
Oh. Hang on, what do you have them for, Tony? Do you rescue horse them? I mean, are they rescue horses or refugees from the racetrack or something, are they?
Yeah, basically.
Hmm.
And old Shetland, she was originally an RSPCA rescue as well, so.
Hmm.
But a long time ago.
Wow, how about that? They're magnificent animals, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And their souls, you just feel their presence and they feel you and you can, it's different. It's just liberating the soul.
Yeah, they are.
Especially being out here in this beautiful, beautiful part of the Derwent Valley in the very misty evening and listening to
Where life. Are you? Up past New Norfolk or something, are you?
Yeah, up in the hills behind New Norfolk.
Oh, nice. Very nice. Oh, well, thank you for that little meditation on horses. Yeah. Hey, question number six we're up to. Which band performed the Academy Award-winning song Take My Breath Away on the Top Gun soundtrack? We're in a category called also a national capital.
I've been trying to think of anything. I can't think of a national capital within the band. How about Brussels?
Not Brussels.
Oh, well. Oh. Good game.
Thanks, Tony. Thanks for telling me about Ebony.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for being there. Thanks. Bye-bye. See you later. What a nice story. Good man. Giving horses a home, refugees from the racetrack. Otherwise, we and sadly know where they end up. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Tony from Ballarat. G'day, Tony.
G'day, sir. University of Perversity. Stone Stephen, no tone. I'll go for Lima, Phil.
Go on. Pardon? Sorry, I missed the end of that, Tony, so go on.
I'll go for Lima.
Oh, Lima. No, it's not Lima. Sorry, Tony. Thanks, mate. Bye-bye. No, it's not Lima. John in Canberra. G'day, John.
Hello.
Question six. Also a national capital, which band performed the Academy Award-winning song Take My Breath Away on the Top Gun soundtrack?
Was it Berlin?
It was Berlin, yes. Turning every turn into some secret place inside. Watching in slow motion as you turn around and say, take my breath away. Ross from Scoresby had Berlin. He said, also, isn't New Norfolk called Rosehaven now? Oh, you mean after the ABC show? I don't think so. Question number seven. John, you can stay in also a national capital or you could move.
Well, I was going to say, who doesn't remember that movie? I took a girl on my first date.
Mm.
While I was munching popcorn and engrossed, she fell asleep.
Which movie are you talking about?
Top Gun.
Oh, Top Gun, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, that would have been a good indicator of, you know, what the future of the relationship was going to be then, John.
Yeah, it lasted a while, but, yeah, you're right. It was a long time ago, of course.
Hmm.
Okay, so, look, I'll stay in the category, thanks.
Also a national capital. Question number 7. In the Iliad, which Trojan prince kills the legendary warrior Achilles?
Paris.
Correct. Also a national capital.
Paris,
yes. Question number 8. Also a national capital.
I'll keep going, yeah.
What is the most densely populated Australian state?
And also a national capital. What is the most densely populated Australian state? Densely populated Australian state. Well, would have to be. It's throwing me this one. Densely populated Australian state, also a national capital, Canberra.
Sorry, John, no. Not correct. All right, question number 8. Who's next up here? Jeff from Lara. G'day, Jeff.
Phil.
G'day, Jeff.
It's Victoria, Phil.
What is the most densely populated Australian state?
State of Victoria.
Correct.
Victoria is the capital of one of the Canadian states. Provinces.
That's true, yes. It's also the capital of the Seychelles.
Oh, yes. And right. Phil, do you know what the woke word for ombudsman is?
The woke word for ombudsman?
Go on. Yeah, it's ombud.
An ombud?
Yeah. So just watch out, you get it correct next time.
These things can get very, very silly. Very, very.
Yes,
silly.
I know. It's funny, isn't it?
Question number 9. We're in also a national capital. If you like, you can stay there. Otherwise, you can move.
Stay.
Quote, we walked in the cold air, freezing breath on a window pane. Are the opening lyrics of which song by Ultravox?
Moscow?
Not Moscow.
Okay.
Sorry, thank you. No, not Moscow. Karen from Altona. Hello, Karen. Hello, Karen.
Hello.
Hello, Karen.
I need Berlin, but I don't know this one. I have to guess it. You're watching the cold air. Let me think of a capital. I'll say London.
Not London. Thanks, Karen. See ya. No, it's not London. Michael from Berrydale. G'day, Michael.
How are you doing?
Very well, very well. Question 9, also a national capital. Quote, we walked in the cold air, freezing breath on a window pane. Are the opening lyrics of which song by Ultravox?
We walked in the air in the cold, cold rain. Vienna.
Correct. It is. Yes, it is. Vienna is the song. Also, of course, a national capital.
We get wiped in the cold air. Freezing breath on a window pane, lying and waiting. The feeling is gone, only you and I. It means nothing to me. This means nothing to me. Oh, Vienna.
Yes, very good, Michael. All right, question number 10. We're in also a national capital. Got one left there, if you like. Otherwise, you could move somewhere else.
Nah, just keep rolling along there, Phil.
Okay, what was the name of the Duke of Wellington's horse at the Battle of Waterloo?
London?
No, it's not London. Thanks, Michael. No, it's not London. I thought we might get a few Londons. Locke from Preston. G'day, Locke.
Yes, g'day.
Hello. Question number 10. What was the name of the Duke of Wellington's horse, the Battle of Waterloo?
Oh, it was Copenhagen.
It was Copenhagen, yes.
Hey.
Copenhagen. All right, that's it for national capitals. So we've got who are you going to call, Ghostbusters, animals, what's my age again, or weapons? We're up to question number 11.
Can I go what's my age again?
What's my age again? Question number 11. If someone has just become a Denarian, how old would they be?
10 years old.
Correct. Yes.
Yes.
If you just become a Denarian, you would be 10. Question number 12. One left in what's my age again, if you like.
Go on. Let's do it. Sure.
Okay.
One right. Why not?
By definition, what is the oldest age that someone can be a quinquagenarian?
I think that's somewhere in...
Actually, we might just leave that. Let's behave on air. Vicky from West Ulverston. G'day, Vicky.
Hello, Phil.
How are you doing?
Good. Fine, thank you very much.
Question number 13. Okay, you're going to have a choice of categories here. We've got weapons, who are you going to call, Ghostbusters, or animals? We're up to question 13.
I'll go with animals, thanks.
Animals it is. Question number 13. Which animal appears in the logo for PETA, the protest group?
Is it the rabbit?
Correct. It is a rabbit. Very good. All right, question number 14. You were in animals.
I'll stay there, thanks.
Kakatua gallerita is the scientific name for which highly intelligent Australian parrot?
Australian parrot. Okay. I don't know if it's exclusively, but what about the palm cockatoo?
Not the palm cockatoo.
Oh.
Vicky, no. Sorry about that. No, not the palm cockatoo. No, quite a few. Oh, by the way, Tuckin Floriat says, my daughter-in-law, Sophie, has completed the Mongol Derby. It's a 1,000-kilometre ride over the Mongolian steppes on semi-wild ponies. Well, that sounds like an exciting and exotic trip, doesn't it? I don't imagine they'd be on Przewalski horses, though, by the sound of them. Susan and Hobart's got the right answer to this one. What was the answer to... Oh, what was the answer to question number 12? We're in what's my age again. By definition, what's the oldest age that someone can be a quinquagenarian? It's 59. You'd be in your 50s. So the oldest age you could be would be 59. All righty. Where we're up to? Have we still got someone here? No. Ian from Dover in Tassie. G'day, Ian.
Good morning, Phil.
Question number 14 is where we are up to. We're in animals. Kakatua gallerita is the scientific name for which highly intelligent Australian parrot?
Possibly a sulphur-crested cockatoo.
Correct, yes. A sulphur-crested cocky. Very smart bird.
There's been a few stories over the years about those things.
Yeah. No, they're very smart. If you look at a cocky in the eye, you can see there's something going on there.
Yes, there's something going on. Some of them swear a lot too.
I love that. One of the lower moments of my broadcasting career, Ian.
Yes.
Was when I was on another radio station, and I was doing a breakfast show, and I'd been contacted off air by a bloke who had a talking parrot. Okay.
Good. You knew about this, didn't you, afterwards?
Now, hang on. The bloke was very good. He was a very nice fella, and he and I talked to him, and then we talked to his cocky. His cocky was very good, right? And so I said to him, "Could we? Do you reckon we could do an interview with a cocky on air?" Now help me out here, Ian, because I've always been wounded by this. That's not such a bad idea, is it?
Why? No, it makes perfect sense. But what did occur to me this evening, and with your legal training in the past, never ask a question you don't already know the answer to.
Now that is very good advice, Ian. So I thought, okay, because so I road tested the cocky. He was very good.
Good.
And you could ask him, you know, what do you think of the owner? He's a beauty. He's a beauty. He would say, or words to that effect. who won the Melbourne Cup last year? He'd give you an answer. Yeah. Not necessarily correct, but, you know, what was an answer? So I thought, well, this will be a bit of fun for breakfast, cheer people up, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I bet it went well.
Oh, no.
Is it something you can't preach about, is it?
Well, it's something you also can't broadcast, is what the cocky first came out with. And it went downhill from there. There was a meeting in the station manager's office later that morning, which did not go well.
Oh, I reckon everyone would have been laughing a bit, though.
Along the lines of, what do you think you're doing? Question number 15. All right, what are we going to do here? We're in animals. We've got one left in animals, otherwise you could move.
Yeah, we'll try that.
One left in animals. Loosely based on a Hasbro game. Hungry is an upcoming horror film centered on which African mammal?
Hippopotamus.
Correct.
Hey,
the hungry hippo. They're a very savage animal, the hippo.
They're responsible for a lot of trouble, yes.
Oh, yeah, very savage. They look very benign sitting there wallowing in the mud.
They have one very peculiar defecation habit as well.
Oh, I hadn't heard that one. What's that?
Their tail spins around like a helicopter and spreads the excrement everywhere.
Oh, does it? Oh, that's charming. Yeah. Gee, that's charming.
Yes, it's a pity the cameraman who had to go out and photograph the rear end of the hippopotamus.
You've got the rear end of the hippo. Yeah, I was surprised to hear that they were grazing animals, that when it's evening they come out of the water and graze on grass. How about that?
Yeah, different David Attenborough docos and things. Yeah, fascinating animal, but, yeah, really dangerous.
Very dangerous. They've got the size of those choppers. Question number 16. No more animals, no more national capitals, so no more what's my age again. Hey, we've only got two categories left, 10 questions left. There are 5 in weapons and 5 in who you going to call, Ghostbusters.
Wonderful choice. I'll try 1 in weapons.
Weapons it is. Question number 16. Which nickname for Mark Philippoussis came from the name of a Soviet ballistic missile?
The Scud?
Correct. The Scud. You're going well.
This is unusual. We'll see how it happens.
That's 3 in a row, Ian.
Oh, I think we'll go to bed now.
I'm not saying. Okay.
Keep going.
Question number 17, weapons.
Yes.
Which controversial police weapon takes its name from a fictional rifle created by an early 20th century American children's book character?
The only thing I can think of is Taser.
Correct. Yes. Comes from Tom A. Swift's electric rifle. There we go. My texter says it's interesting to note that parrots do not understand the notion of dirty words or the meaning of dirty words. Well, I suppose they don't. I'm not saying.
No, it is just making a noise.
I'm not convinced. That's right. The parrots are communicating with us at all, but they are making a noise that they've heard us make. And so if they make it back to us, they think they might get somewhere.
The lyrebird in the bush down here in southern Tassie makes noises like a truck backing up or a chainsaw trying to start.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. They imitate, you know, brilliantly. You can be out in the bush and you can think, where's a truck backing up from? Or, you know, but it's just beep, beep, beep beep noise.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've always wanted to see that. I've never seen a lyrebird in the wild.
The years ago when I could, I did.
Yeah. Oh, there are lyrebirds in Tassie, are there? I didn't really even know that, I don't think. I thought they were only in mostly in Victoria.
No, they're in Tassie, and some people don't think they should be here. They scratch all the bottom of the forest floor up.
Oh, really? But aren't they allowed to do that? I mean, they live there.
When they weren't here, they didn't do it.
Oh, they're an introduced bird.
Yes.
I didn't know that. Really?
There could be 10 people ring up straight away and tell me that I'm wrong, but I think that's what I've heard.
So someone introduced the lyrebird to Tassie. When was that? Was that recently or?
Recently. I don't know exactly. There are people who definitely do.
Isn't that interesting? Well, I didn't know that. All right. Yeah, well, fair enough. Fair enough. It's an introduced, you know, it's feral in that case, Ian.
Yes, but when you think somebody's about to start a chainsaw and somebody tells you, no, that's a lyrebird, it makes you think they've just heard all these noises and imitate them.
Yeah, someone says you've never noticed a lyrebird because it always sounds like a passing truck or a chainsaw. Okay.
And it never tells the truth.
Should get together with that cockatoo of infamous fame. Question number 18, we're in weapons.
Yep.
Which rapid-firing multiple-barrel gun first saw action in the American Civil War during the Siege of Petersburg?
The Gatling gun?
Correct. Yes, the Gatling gun. What's going on here? 1, 2, 3, that's 4.
I've got Labrador operating iPad.
Wow. That lab's pretty good, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, it's dandy. It can stray. It's got a thing for poodles.
A Labrador. Oh, really?
Oh, it's terrible. Fussed about a couple of them on the beach this afternoon.
Oh, you're saying it's got a romantic interest in poodles, Ian, or a territorial interest in keeping poodles at a distance?
Oh, no, just like playing with them. They run around. Everyone has a big yee-haw.
Oh, okay.
It's a lot of fun. And they're about, you know, they're sort of similar size as these big standard poodles.
Bob Stead reckons if lyrebirds can go beep beep, they must be related to the Roadrunner, which is, I think, fair enough.
Good.
Robert says, surprisingly, we have Tasmanian devils in central New South Wales.
Yes, there's right.
But didn't they try and introduce that because the devils were in danger of being wiped out by that disease in Tassie?
The facial tumour, the cancer.
Mm.
I think they're not Dorigo. Can't remember that name. Nimbulla Deela, how's that sound?
That'll do. Michael in Brizzy says lyrebirds were introduced to Tasmania from the 1930s to the 50s because they were worried that they were feared becoming that they would become extinct on the mainland.
Yeah, I knew somebody would know about them.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew this one would come up too. Ben says, yeah, and you know, kookaburras were introduced to WA and they caused a lot of trouble too.
Ooh.
Oh, I won't hear a word said against the kooka. Come on.
Some things can't be talked about.
No. The kooka is, come on, the kooka is a great bird, isn't it?
And they've got wings. They travel. It's the nature of a bird.
Yeah, but they never were in WA, though. I mean, I know they travel, but they didn't. They never flew across the Nullarbor, you see. Someone took them over there.
Yes, yes, yes.
And apparently not everyone in WA likes them.
I don't know whether it's urban myth, but I think there were some people employed to shoot sparrows if they were trying to come across on the edge of the Gulf, the Great Australian Bight. I think that's true. It might be an urban myth, but for sparrows and starlings to stop them entering Western Australia.
You've got to remember the Great Emu Wars too. John of Coburg says, Phil, the Victorian bush is actually adapted to need the lyrebird to turn over the topsoil and leaf litter, which then speeds up organic decomposition and massively increases nutrient cycling. There you go.
It's their job, yes.
Tasmanian devils are in the Devil Ark at Barrington Tops in New South Wales.
Barrington Tops, that's where it is, yes.
There we go. Yeah, but apparently the devils are coming back in Tassie anyway, aren't they? Their numbers are on the up and up now, I understand.
I'm hoping there's, I'll wait to hear more.
Mm. Hey, here's a lyrebird imitating chainsaws with David Attenborough.
And now the sounds of foresters and their chainsaws working nearby.
It's incredible, isn't it?
It's a funny thing when you're in bush and you actually hear it. It's a little unnerving initially.
Yeah, that's incredible. That's incredible. Jude in Glenn said, I had the delightful experience of watching a lyrebird go through its amazing repertoire for 20 minutes on the walk at the bottom of the scenic railway at Katoomba. It was totally oblivious to the people on the walkway. Isn't that great? Mick says, Phil, the kookaburras in Tassie kick out the parrots and take over their nests. They're a nuisance. Is that right? Okay.
No comment.
No comment. Okay, you've got four. One, two, three, four, yeah. Are you staying with weapons?
It's worked so far, yeah. Try again.
Falchion, claymore, rapier. Are all varieties of which sort of weapon?
I think that might be a sword.
Correct. That's too easy for you.
Oh, yeah, I've got a lot of experience with rapiers and swords.
Yeah.
Yeah, old shed full out the back.
Of course you did.
Yeah.
In your day, you were a known nuisance when, you'd Friday night and you'd had a couple, you're parading up and down with your sword, Ian, a known nuisance in the district.
Remember what happened on Breakfast Radio years ago? Yeah. Talk about me parading around with my sword. Get into trouble.
Question. Okay, question number 20. We've got one left in weapons.
Keep going.
This might be too easy for you too.
I hope so.
Weapons. Which fictional weapon does Obi-Wan Kenobi describe as, quote, an elegant weapon for a more civilized age?
I think the bait is a lightsaber, but I don't think that's the right question. But I'll think and think and think. Oh, lightsaber.
Correct. Ooh. Yes, a lightsaber. Very good.
What is it?
Father's lightsaber. This is the weapon of a Jedi Knight. Not as clumsy or random as a blaster. An elegant weapon for a more civilized age.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? That means there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 left, and they are all in. Who are you going to call? Ghostbusters, Ian?
I think that's what I'll have to choose then.
Yes. Andrew from Blackwood says, it's very true there is a group of government shooters posted around Eucla, and their job is to shoot sparrows and starlings entering WA.
It is. I didn't think it was urban myth. It's interesting.
My texter says, the best lyrebird call is by those at Taronga Zoo who've perfected the fire alarm evacuation alarm sound, complete with the evacuate now directive. It's hilarious. Robin says, Phil, on your cockatoo story, never work with children or animals. Wasn't that W.C. Fields? Yeah, well, exactly. Exactly. All righty, question number 21. Who are you going to call? Ghostbusters. Which comedian played Peter Venkman in the original Ghostbusters film? We got you again. Okay, Ian, we got you again. Sorry, you just dropped out there. Hello.
Yes. Yeah, I'm fine. I don't know what happened. It all stopped functioning correctly.
Which comedian played Peter Venkman in the original Ghostbusters film?
Which comedian played? John Belushi?
Not John Belushi. What a pity. Ian, I thought you might get home, but sadly not. Thanks, mate.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
See you. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Bernadette from Frio says, I met a bloke when I was crossing the Nullarbor who was employed to kill sparrows. He even blew up trees with nests in them. Also, kookaburras kill the beautiful little bluebirds in the West. Okay. Yes, I know. I know, I know. Nature, red in tooth and claw, huh? Jane from Mount Gambier, that's not correct. No. Oh, yes, it is. Sorry, you are correct. Apologies. Now, who's been waiting on here? Stuart in Launceston. Hello, Stuart.
Oh, g'day, Phil.
How are you? Which comedian played Peter Venkman in the original Ghostbusters film?
That was Mr. Bill Murray.
It was Mr. Bill Murray, yes.
You know, it's just occurred to me, we really haven't had a completely successful test of this equipment.
I blame myself.
So do I.
No sense worrying about it now.
Why worry? Each of us is wearing an unlicensed nuclear accelerator on his back.
Yep. Let's get ready. Switch me on.
Yes. All right. Four left. They're in. Who are you going to call? Ghostbusters, Stewards. Mr. Stay Puffed, who appears at the climax of the first film, is made from which confectionery?
That'd be marshmallows.
Yes, correct. It would be marshmallows, yes. All right, question 23. Who are you going to call? Ghostbusters? The Ghostbusters theme song was a chart-topping hit for which American musician?
Mr. Ray Parker Jr.
Correct, yes. If you're seeing things running through your head, who can you call? Sleeping in your bed. Oh, who you gonna call? Ghostbusters! I ain't afraid of no ghosts. Yes, all right, two left here, Stewie. You might sound as though you might be a Ghostbusters fan.
Oh, I might have seen it once or twice.
You might have seen it once or twice. Which famous landmark comes to life at the end of Ghostbusters 2?
Statue of Liberty.
Correct, the Statue of Liberty. All right, well, you've played yourself into it. Question 25 for the Magnet and the Wind, Stuart.
Mm-hmm.
Which Australian actor played the dim-witted but handsome receptionist Kevin Beckman in the 2016 reboot of Ghostbusters?
That's the one we don't talk about. That's not... bloody Thor. it's in my head. Oh... It's in there, Phil. I can't get it out.
I know. You've basically said it, but you haven't.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You're dancing around in there. Get out.
Come on, Stuart.
Oh, this is painful. Ha.
It's
how long you give me here?
Not
know.
Much longer.
No, okay, all right. Go to the next one.
See you, mate. Bye-bye. That's, oh, dear. That is very, very sad. Loz from Lynham. G'day, Loz.
Hello there.
Which Australian actor played the dim-witted but handsome receptionist Kevin Beckman in the 2016 reboot of Ghostbusters?
It's one of the Hemsworths. I never know which one. Chris.
It is Chris Hemsworth. Yes, it is indeed. All right, that really is doing it, Bradbury. Good on you, Loz.
It is a big Bradbury, but anyway, we'll take it.
I'll take it. Good on you, mate. Thank you. Hang on there. Hang in there and don't hang up, and we'll get some details from you and get it out to you. All right, good stuff, everyone. Very nice. Julie from Mount Garnet had Heath Ledger. No. Chris in the Southern Water says, I didn't actually mind the all-ladies version of Ghostbusters. Yes, all right. Thanks for that. I wish you'd differentiate between the Robins. There's more than one of us, Rob, says Robin D. Oh, well, apologies. Yes, that's true. Okay. John from Hobart says, evening, Phil, you never leave your medicinal tablets out when parrots are about. Because, you know why? Parrots see them all. Oh, nice. Parrots eat them all. Good.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.